107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. We've made it to Friday.
Finally.
It's the 24th day of October. Happy Bologna Day. Happy Champagne Day. There's two things that don't go together, right? It's also Crazy Day, celebrating your former girl. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. You know, this morning, the city of Ocean City is being told to keep their hands off the light switch. For real. New Jersey Department of Transportation says Ocean City can no longer change the colors under the Route 52 Causeway Bridge on a whim.
Boo.
They must submit a color change to the state in writing at least 2 weeks ahead of time. So if, say, the Ocean City Red Raiders win a state championship, the lights can't be turned red to welcome them home.
Wildwood's iconic giant wheel at Maury's Piers will be getting a complete makeover. This beloved landmark, which has been lighting up summer nights on the boardwalk for nearly four decades. Can you believe that? It will be carefully disassembled this winter with every section inspected, repaired, and refreshed. It will then be put back together with the goal of looking better than ever next summer.
Are you ready for some football? Eagles back in action Sunday afternoon. They play host to the New York Giants 1 o'clock Sunday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 63.
Hey, we've got that Lainey Wilson trip to Las Vegas to see and meet Lainey. Your first chance to win that is at 8:20 this morning. Right now it's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And we're talking about Luke Combs this morning. He's bringing a little Nashville to Vegas. He just announced he's opening a location of his bar, Category 10, right on the Strip, complete with live music. There's going to be line dancing and a rooftop called The Eye that's going to overlook the entire city. Luke says 2026 was already going to be epic for him, but this takes it to the next level. Everything we know about Luke's Las Vegas bar, that's up now at catcountry1073.com. Lainey Wilson is making her big screen debut. She's starring in Reminders of Him. That's the Colleen Hoover adaptation. It hits theaters next March. Lainey plays Amy. She's a grocery store shift manager who helps the main character, played by Makeup Monroe, through a major life reset after prison. You can check out Lainey's new movie trailer. It's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
What's his name? Single again. We're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. Happy Friday. Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. With Halloween coming up next week, we need some scary stories in exactly five words. You have five words to tell us a scary story.
I like the one that you gave me yesterday.
The Wi-Fi is not working. And then,
that's
of course,
five.
You countered with...
What did I say?
Something about diarrhea.
Stuck in traffic with diarrhea. Yeah, I got problems. It's fine. Listen, it happens. It's not great, all right?
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
I forgot all about that.
We're looking for your scary stories, and some people gave us some real scary ones. I'm true to... We're lucky to have fun on this Friday, so.
Don't scare us. Yeah.
Funny answers, please.
And don't bum us out, okay?
Sandy said my phone battery just died.
Oh, yeah, that's, especially if you're like in the middle of something or like in the middle of a good doom scroll, you know what I mean?
Ella from Northfield said I forgot to hit save.
Oh, no.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's a Friday morning. We were both out and about last night at two different locations.
Yes, I was out at the Spooky Spa open house at Paolini Dermatology and Med Spa. It was so great. K-May Courthouse was lit last night. Everybody was getting treatments and I got a hydrafacial and my face looks great this morning. So shout out to Suzanne.
I thought your
for that.
Face looked very watery today.
It looks so hydrated. I know. Thank you. That's all thanks to Suzanne.
I think I said watery. I didn't say hydrated.
Just stop it. Suzanne is great. It was awesome. Paolini Dermatology and Med Spa, the Spooky Spa open house. So much fun. Shout out to Kathy, to Sue, to Katie, Corinne, Sabrina, and everybody that I met last night. It was great.
I had a chance last night to be at the Grove in Centerton for helped out for their fundraiser for Ranch Hope. Had a great time last night. Met a lot of nice people. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Rachel lives in Egg Harbor Township and sent us today's joke. Thank you, Rachel.
All right, Rachel. Thank you. Let's go.
So a man asked his wife what she'd like for her birthday. She said, I'd love to be 8 again. Well, on the morning of her birthday, he arose, made her a nice big bowl of Captain Crunch, then took her off to the local amusement park. What a day.
She's on her way.
He put her on every ride in the park, the Death Slide, the Wall of Fear, the Screaming Monster Roller Coaster, everything there was. 5 hours later, she staggered out of the theme park. Her head was pounding. Her stomach felt upside down. Right away, they went over to a McDonald's where her loving husband ordered her a Happy Meal with extra fries and a refreshing chocolate shake. Then it was off to the movies. The latest big Star Wars epic, a hot dog, popcorn, all the Coke she could drink, her favorite M&Ms. What a fabulous adventure.
Wow.
Finally, she wobbled home with her husband and collapsed into bed exhausted. He leaned over to his precious wife with a big smile and lovingly said, "Well, dear, what's it like to be 8 again?" Her eyes opened slowly and her expression suddenly changed. She said, "I meant dress size." It's Cat Country 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. Coming up at 7:20, our question of the day. Can you tell us a scary story in exactly 5 words?
Not a sad story.
Yeah, we're looking to have some fun. Also, one other rule, no politics. No political.
It's Friday. Can we just not?
5 words, exactly your scary story. Halloween is less than a week away. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we off to today?
China. Let's talk about that weird guy in that weird white van. Police nabbed an underwear thief after he was found to have stashed more than 285 bras and 185 panties in his white van.
Oh, so he's a freak.
Police say the thief used a custom-made tool similar to a fishing rod to steal the undergarments. 39 degrees outside of our studios in Northfield. Today's high, like 60, 61. And it'll probably be the last time we hit 60 in a while. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. The city of Ocean City is being told to keep their hands off the light switch. For real. New Jersey Department of Transportation says Ocean City can no longer change the colors under the Route 52 Causeway Bridge on a whim.
Boo.
They must submit a color change to the state in writing at least 2 weeks ahead of time. So if, say, the Ocean City Red Raiders win a state championship, the lights can't be turned red to welcome them home.
Wildwood's iconic giant wheel at Maury's Piers will be getting a complete makeover. This beloved landmark, which has been lighting up summer nights on the boardwalk for nearly 4 decades. Can you believe that? It will be carefully disassembled this winter with every section inspected, repaired, and refreshed. It will then be put back together with the goal of looking better than ever next summer.
Are you ready for some football? Eagles back in action Sunday afternoon. They play host to the New York Giants 1 o'clock Sunday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 6.
Davis bar none. Cat Country morning birthday shout out start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Kathy Siddons of Forked River. Kathy is 61. Andy Wilbert of Egg Harbor City, the big 3-0 today.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Happy birthday to Jennifer Taruso of Egg Harbor Township. Jennifer is 43. Joan Felsing of Ocean View celebrates today. Happy birthday, Joan.
Woo!
Happy anniversary to the Sakotas, Reds, aww, and Donna. 55 years of marriage.
Jeez. Wow.
Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Sakota.
Amazing.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Jennifer Taruso of Egg Harbor Township. Joe and Jana, we got Halloween coming up in a week. So we thought today, our question of the day, can you give us a scary story in 5 words?
Mom, I wet the bed.
Again, Jana? We're looking for, obviously, more humorous than serious stories.
Or a combo, like your kid with the bed.
609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Don't bum us out, though. You know what I mean?
Earlier, she's talking about diarrhea in the car. Now it's wetting the bed. Some serious problems here.
The dog pooped.
Stop.
On.
Stop.
Steps.
Stop. Let's move forward.
Dog pooped on the steps.
Let's take this to a higher level.
That's 5. Dog poop on set.
Let's take this to a higher level. Jim in Cape May, ex-wife, lifetime alimony. Tell her to get a job.
Yes. I cannot. She probably has
Deb,
one.
Deb from Port Republic, ex, knocking on the door.
Yep, that's it. Yep, that's terrifying.
Here's a good one from Danny in Millville. Time to drive the school bus.
Bright and early.
There you go. Let's see. Matt from Galloway. Your card has been declined.
That's the literal sound I would make.
Carrie, alarm set for 4:45 a.m. Great. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. We're talking about scary stories in 5 words. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You have one from the app or two?
Yes, we do. Eric from Cape May, he said, he said,
he's got
husband
a lot
home,
of them.
Husband home, boyfriend still here.
Yikes.
And then, or the other way around. Sure. He got another one. I'm sorry, but you're fired. I'm sorry, but you're fired. Yep, that can be five words.
Steve from Summers Point, he ate the last slice.
Oh, no. Carl, that's so sad.
Carl, you may kiss the bride.
Hey, that's not nice.
Joan is on the phone from Summers Point. Go ahead, Joan.
I turned 50 and pregnant.
Now, is that a true story? Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the morning when we welcome in our friend, Phil.
Wow, that was, thank you, that was, wow.
We weren't together.
Okay, wow. You did, you worked so well together.
How is the world of Phil this morning?
You know what, Joseph, it's a little scary. I got some new neighbors that came in with chickens, and do you know one of them ran me down the street?
The chickens or the neighbors?
The chickens, Joseph.
The chickens.
You'll be all right, Phil.
I have faith.
Sure, I got to stay inside now until animal control gets that monster.
I was at a restaurant the other night and had this wonderful chicken dish, and I actually went back into the kitchen and talked to the chef. I said, how do you prepare the chicken? He said, well, I sing it its favorite song, then I break the news to him.
Oh, there you go.
Phil?
Bill.
So we're going to play a game now called Strip Club or Daycare.
That's right, Bill.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right, Strip Club or Daycare. We're locked in. John, are you ready to go?
I'm always ready.
All right, number one. Oh, we're going international again for one more. This is in Paris, France. It's called The Pop-In. The Pop, P-O-P, hyphen in, I-N. It's not Le Pop-In, it's The Pop-In. Paris, France, Strip Club or Daycare.
Well.
Bill.
Oh, okay. The pop-in, huh?
Yes.
It's kind of like a French version of a strudel.
Yes.
Mm. We're going to go strip club.
Absolutely a strip club.
It is, in fact, a strip club. You're both correct. Let's move to number two. It's in Los Angeles, California. It's called The Wildflower.
The Wildflower.
The Wildflower, strip club or daycare. Phil?
Huh. The Wildflower reminds me of, like, Woodstock-ish. So I'm going to go daycare. A lot of incense and the kids, you know, yeah.
Because incense at a daycare is not frowned upon at all. Jonna says strip club. It is, in fact, a daycare.
Oh, good job, Phil.
That takes a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, you make fun of that incense now, don't you?
So
yeah.
We've had the pop-in. We've had the wildflower. Now we have the library in Las Vegas. Strip club or daycare? The library.
The library?
Phil?
The library.
Yes.
In Vegas?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do they even have daycares in Las Vegas?
Right.
Well, somebody's got to watch the kids while the strippers are working.
That's what the chicken is for. That's a daycare. Yeah. That's a strip club, Joseph.
What do you think, Jonna?
Definitely a strip club. Has to be.
It is a strip club. That means by a score of 3-2, Phil is today's big strip club or daycare winner on Cat Country 107.3.
With the appropriate beats, yes. Go, Phil, go.
Go. Wow.
Go, Phil, go.
Deep.
Yeah.
I think what she means is go away, Phil.
No, I would never. I would
no,
never.
No, I. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Phil, we love you. I love you so much. And those beats.
There you go. Phil, you and your beats have a wonderful weekend. Three mornings with Joe and John on a cold morning, currently 41 degrees outside.
Needs to be warmer than that.
Yikes. We got your chance to win. A trip to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson. You'll see her. You'll meet her when you win. That comes up at 8:20 this morning. After that, Jonna's NFL picks.
14 and what?
14 and 7 on the year so far.
You're still making money.
And we don't think you're working in conjunction with any actual players in cheating.
No.
Let's see.
I would have hoped to be better than that if I was cheating.
Well, that's the NBA for you this week.
That's
let's see. Our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. We've had a ton of great answers on this.
I know. This is a great question.
Give us Halloween is next week. Give your scary story in 5 words. Now, there are some rules. It has to be 5 words. It can't be too serious. We're trying to have fun here, and it can't be anything political.
Don't bum us out. That's pretty much the only rule.
Marie from Vineland, where did that spider go?
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a really good one. Lisa from EHT, kids are being too quiet.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
It means trouble.
Even I know what that means. It's
trouble.
Yeah, Amanda from Millville, whoops, you missed your flight.
That's the worst. That's the worst. Mm. And one more from Robin in Hamilton. I think we're being followed.
That's creepy.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Here are three things you need to know this morning. The city of Ocean City is being told to keep their hands off the light switch. For real. New Jersey Department of Transportation says Ocean City can no longer change the colors under the Route 52 Causeway Bridge on a whim.
Boo.
They must submit a color change to the state in writing at least 2 weeks ahead of time. So if, say, the Ocean City Red Raiders win a state championship, the lights can't be turned red to welcome them home.
Wildwood's iconic giant wheel at Maury's Piers will be getting a complete makeover. This beloved landmark, which has been lighting up summer nights on the boardwalk for nearly four decades. Can you believe that? It will be carefully disassembled this winter with every section inspected, repaired, and refreshed. It will then be put back together with the goal of looking better than ever next summer.
Are you ready for some football? Eagles back in action Sunday afternoon. They play host to the New York Giants 1 o'clock Sunday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 60.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
Oh, I will say the second tweet contains the word sex, so we'll just kind of read through it and not talk about it.
Not comment?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Number one, my favorite tweets. They should invent a lower rock bottom.
That's funny.
Number two, had to break up with my personal trainer mid-sex. Told her, this isn't working out.
Get it?
We weren't going to comment, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Number three, when your electric toothbrush dies, it becomes a regular toothbrush. Don't freak out. Just calm down and remember your training.
Correct. Remember your training.
Number four. You can tell this is the final season of America because the writing has gotten really bad.
Yeah, it always happens.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. CVS be like, hey, your prescription is ready. And every minute you don't pick it up, we take one pill out of the bottle.
Basically.
Text after text after text. Are you going to pick it up? You have to pick it up.
They're
Hurry
more
up,
upset.
Pick it up. Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. New study out this morning says your kids are safe trick-or-treating here in New Jersey. They say New Jersey is the safest state for trick-or-treating. Safest. How did they figure this out? Well, we have details at catcountry1073.com and the catcountry 107.3 app. But basically what happened, a Florida personal injury firm based their conclusions on how states fared when it comes to drug and narcotic violations. So your child has less chance to knock on somebody's door who has a drug violation than any other state. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's time.
It's time for Jonna's Picks, brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamar. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com.
Well, you're doing pretty good so far in the season. 14 wins, 7 losses.
I made up last week, thank God. I was scared. I was nervous.
Pick number one.
All right, let's look at Buffalo and the Carolinas this week. They're coming off a bye, so they're going to be rested for sure. The Panthers did win 2 games in a row, though, but I think the winning streak's about to come to an end. I'm calling Bills win for this one.
Pick number two.
All right, we've got Green Bay in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Now, it's not like the Packers have been, like, taking over this season or anything, but the Steelers' defense hasn't been looking too great, so I'm going to give it to Green Bay.
Pick number three.
We're not going to have to say shame on me this weekend, are we, Birds? When we face the Giants yet again, just 2 weeks later, I don't know what happened with that first game, but we're not going to let it happen again. We can't do that to Saquon, or he can't do that to us. You can't just hand over his old team another win, Birds. We got this. Go, Birds!
Jonna's Picks are brought to you by the one and only, the original, the Piccalilli Inn.